This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and tonight is the big night for fans of finances and I guess whatever the Treasury are planning to do in the next coming financial year, as it is budget night for 2021. I'm joined by Julia Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine. Julia, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. Getting ready for a big night.
Yeah, it's sort of like the big night if you're worried about what's going on with money in the world, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
So what are we expecting from this year's budget?
Well, so there's been a couple of names for it. One is the pandemic budget that Josh Frydenberg's been talking about, or the jobs budget. And there's also been some talk that it might be a bit of a women's budget, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see exactly what they do to see where it's going to
focus. Last year was meant to be the women's budget as well.
Yeah, didn't really work out so much that way.
No. So obviously they're looking at doing a lot of infrastructure this time around.
They're looking to do a lot of infrastructure, so hopefully to get some jobs. They want to get the unemployment figure below 5%. It's currently around 5.6%. So there is quite a bit of infrastructure, and I think the South Australian one is the Truro bypass to link the freight routes between South Australia and New South Wales. I think that's the big one in your state.
Mm. And there's quite a few road projects as well coming through South Australia, which as someone who travels along those roads, very happy to see happen as well.
Yeah, it's good for the country and it's good for jobs. So spending on that's a great thing. They're also looking at perhaps, you know, with the low and middle income tax offset, there's a lot of talk that that will get extended. It's supposed to come to an end at the end of June. So unless there's an announcement, low and middle income earners will be paying more tax, but the talk is that it will get extended for another year. And that's the saving of up to $1,080 for singles and $2,160 for couples, depending on your earnings.
And talking about singles, in particular single parents, there's some good news as far as getting a home loan goes in this budget.
That's right. So there's a limit on the number that it includes. But the idea is that there are 10,000 places added to the first home deposit scheme. And there's also a scheme which will allow single parents with dependent children to purchase a home with a deposit of just 2%.
I guess what's the safeguards then with that to make sure, you know, they're not getting in and over their head with a home purchase?
Well, I guess, you know, that has to be seen because there's not a lot of detail that's come out so far. But the idea is that, you know, if you have the 2% saved, you can get into the market. The government will guarantee up 18% so that the banks will recoup any losses if the person defaults, but so that the person who's borrowing it doesn't get into trouble. I'm sure there'll have to be some firm rules around it, but that has not been revealed yet.
Mm. Well, I'm not sure what, you know, of course we'll have to wait for the budget to be released, but if single parents are going to be able to buy a house, then maybe I'll have to start putting some effort into having a kid sometime within the next financial year.
That'll keep you busy, Jordan.
Oh, yes. So what else can we look forward to in the budget?
I guess the other things are, you know, what is going to happen with superannuation, you know, there's always something being touched on, and it's talked about, you know, women making advances towards closing the gap, and that might be, a lot of commentators have been saying, if the government gets rid of that $450 amount that someone has to reach past to get super into their account from their employer, that might have to be done because it's those people working casual jobs and earning low incomes that don't have any super. So, you know, depending what they announce and where they target it, there could be something in a lot of areas. The job trainer program is likely to be extended. Women's health and safety is an investment that the government's making, but, you know, whether that will be enough to actually see real change. Childcare, there's going to be some relief for childcare that's been talked about already.
It really seems like, I mean, they're obviously filtering through a lot of details of what's going to be in the budget beforehand. It makes you wonder what kind of surprises they're waiting to reveal tonight.
Well, I guess the thing is, this is an election budget. You know, nothing will likely happen, a new cut, unless the government is voted in again after next July. So I guess what they'll be doing is making it sweet so that, you know, they are voted back in so that they can do the things that they promised. So this budget really won't have much change going to happen between now and next July.
Well, I guess we'll have to, probably worth talking about for the weeks to come about what exactly is in the budget. But Julia, for now, thank you so much for chatting.
Thanks, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.